If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
You're listening to The Hellsinger, otherwise known as the main theme from Metal Hellsinger, released September 15th, 2022, and composed by Two Feathers, consisting of Elvira Bjorkman and Nicholas Hartberg. What's up, BG Maniacs? Welcome to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music podcast. I, of course, am your host, Brian, and I'll be flying solo on this bonus episode. I do got a few things to explain, so bear with me here for just a few minutes while we do the intro. Real quick, if you'd be so kind, head on over to Apple Podcasts or whichever app you've chosen to listen to us on and drop us a quick rating and a review. It really does help us out in terms of visibility so that this show continues to grow. And remember, we are on Patreon now as well, patreon.com/RPGera. Check out our tiers, see what we're doing, and if you feel inclined, toss us a couple bucks each month. If not, continue to listen to the episodes as they upload each week works wonders as well. And of course, special shout out to current executive producers, Jexax and Zenku. So yeah, I had planned to get this bonus episode uploaded a couple days ago, actually, about a week ago. I was aiming to put this episode up last Wednesday. And I was going to have the normal episode for last Wednesday up over the weekend, the one that Bedroth and I recorded last week. And then I was going to have Radio Hour posting today in its normal slot. But things kind of fell apart, not only in the old personal life, but in the work life as well. So one thing I will say is that the promotion for my job is going great. I have kind of lost a lot of my free time, though. I am having to do quite a bit more at work now. And unfortunately, when I'm getting off work, I tend not to feel like editing or recording anything. So not only was BG Mania affected, Blood and Destroyers, our All Elite Wrestling podcast, that didn't upload this week. Sev and I didn't record over the weekend. Max Level is on about a week and a half hiatus now as well, although that'll be coming back soon. And I skipped out on editing Kyle's media files, so I need to do that sometime today, tonight, if I have time, because I actually forgot all about that. But unfortunately, one of the cats that I lived with, it wasn't my cat, it was my roommate's cat, but he never went upstairs because there's two big dogs upstairs. So I have two cats where I live right now, and then my roommate's cat always stayed down here with me in the studio, and obviously my little dog Avenger, he's down here as well, and the cats and him got along really well. But my roommate's cat, his name was Miz, he was roughly, I'm going to say 13 years old or so, based on what I know, just all of a sudden collapsed last Friday. And, you know, we did everything we could. He didn't show any signs of being sick. He didn't show any signs of an illness or anything like that. You know, cats are really good at hiding when something is bothering them. He was still using the bathroom. He was still eating. He was still drinking every day up until Friday. And then on Friday, I noticed something was wrong. He wasn't really moving around. He was just kind of sitting in one spot for a majority of the day. So my roommate, when he got off work, he came downstairs just to kind of chat like normal. And I was like, hey, I think something's wrong with Miz. He hasn't really moved much today. And we went and checked on him, and he wasn't in that spot. We found him kind of just laying under a bench, looking pretty bad. So my roommate was obviously visibly upset. It's his cat. He's had him for the entire time. So I, you know, kind of went down there and I got him. I picked him up and we took him into the living room and cleaned him off and was talking to him or whatever. And like, he wasn't lifting his head. He just kind of seemed out of it. Like he wasn't drugged, but he seemed like he was drugged. And he wasn't really like breathing all that well. So he took him to, it was pretty, I mean, like I said, it was late in the evening, but the normal vet office was already closed. So he took him to one of the vet hospitals in our area. They ran some tests, they did some blood work, and unfortunately they confirmed that he had kidney failure, stage 4 kidney failure. And they told my roommate, you know, we can flush his kidneys out, but his chance of survival is basically only 10% at this point. So my roommate made the right decision. They put him down because he didn't want him to suffer. I didn't want him to suffer either, but it was a sad weekend at our household last weekend. I was pretty depressed. I was pretty upset. So that's why Max Level and Blood and Destroyers didn't get recorded over the weekend. And then I was going to put up the episodes of BG Mania, but then all that happened and it's just been one thing after another. So unfortunately, we are running a little behind on the podcast schedule. Apologies about that. This is the bonus episode that I promised on the episode that I uploaded last time. And on this episode, we are focusing on the soundtrack to Metal Hellsinger. Now, this soundtrack is pretty extensive. There's a lot of stuff in here. I think what we're going to do is focus on pretty much the main songs for this episode. Not going to be a lot of talking. Again, I still don't have a lot of time. And Bedroth and I did upload, well, not yet, it's not uploaded, but I have started editing the normal episode with Bedroth. That'll be up sometime in the next few days. Radio Hour will still be up by hopefully the end of the month, but I know I'm running out of time. And then we'll be kicking off the spooky season in just a couple days in October. So look forward to all the themed episodes we have planned for that. And hell, I mean, there's probably another bonus episode coming early in October, too. I really want to get caught up and get all this stuff done, but we'll just have to see how it goes. I appreciate you guys sticking with us. I appreciate you guys still listening if you're out there. I hope you enjoy this episode. I know this music is available on YouTube. I did get a pretty good copy of the soundtrack, and I'm hoping that you guys will enjoy this soundtrack as much as I have and as much as Kyle has. Kyle already finished Metal Hellsinger. Absolutely loved it. There's a lot of good music, especially if you're a metalhead. This is basically a CD. This is an album today. This is not an episode. This is an album. And I hope you guys enjoy this. Like I said, I'm not going to talk in between the tracks. I'm going to let the music speak for itself. We'll have some talking in between the tracks here soon when Bedroth and I's normal episode goes up here in just a couple days. But I hope you enjoy. I'll be back to close this episode out after. I'm not going to mention the composers each time. I will mention the artist that it guest stars. I mentioned it at the top of the show. The entire soundtrack to Metal Hellsinger was composed by Two Feathers, a band that consists of Elvira Bjorkman and Niklas Hartberg. They did all the, you know, the instrumentation and, you know, the instrumentals. They did everything but basically sing on the soundtrack. So the soundtrack itself features a lot of heavy hitters from the metal scene. It's pretty cool. I really enjoyed the soundtrack. I hope you guys do as well. And yeah, we will be back to close this episode out as soon as we listen to all of this amazing music. Metal Hellsinger did release on September 15th, 2022. Again, not going to mention that each time as well. So let's go ahead and kick to the tracks. First up, we're going to take a listen to This Is the End, featuring Michael Stann from Dark Tranquility.
Heroes who are bound, freedoms of damnation, devour and control. Death be gone, abnormalities torn. Through fire we consume, it flows within the black skies. A malignant disarray.
Next up, let's go ahead and take a listen to Blood and Law, featuring Michael Stan from Dark Tranquility. We'll be right back. Coming up next, let's go ahead and take a listen to my personal favorite track on the soundtrack. This is Stygia, featuring Alyssa White Gluse of Arch Enemy.
We'll be right back.
Next, let's go ahead and take a listen to Infernal Invocation 1, Hopes and Fears, featuring Michael Stan from Dark Tranquility. Next, let's go ahead and take a listen to Burial at Night, featuring Tatiana Schmalek of Ginger.
Imagine I'm gone, just as well, no matter.
Up next, let's go ahead and take a listen to Infernal Invocation 2, Defiance, featuring Michael Stenn from Dark Tranquility. Go!
This is Kyle, and one day you can be too. Every Friday, I host what is soon to be your favorite podcast, The Media Files. Me and one of my best friends talk about pop culture happening so that you don't look like an uncultured swine during those boring water cooler conversations. Laughs are shared, tears are cried, and sometimes we have really interesting special guests that you might be familiar with. Download The Media Files wherever you download podcasts, and remember, be kind, be honest, and we'll see you later.
Next up, let's go ahead and take a listen to another excellent track, although all of this music is excellent in my opinion. This is This Devastation, featuring Matt Heafy of Trivium. Coming up next, we have Infernal Invocation 3, Dreaming in Distortion, featuring Michael Stan of Dark Tranquility.
Left to burn.
Next up, let's go ahead and take a listen to Poetry of Cinder, featuring James Dorton of Black Crown Initiate. Coming up next, let's take a listen to Dissolution, featuring Bjorn Speed Strid from Soilwork. We'll be right back. Next, we're going to take a listen to Archeron, featuring Randy Blythe of Lamb of God. We'll be right back. close out our music block, before we close this episode out, let's go ahead and take a listen to Silent No More, featuring Dennis Lykson of Refused and Envisen. Man, this might be one of my favorite episodes we've done so far. I freaking love metal music, and this entire soundtrack just speaks to my soul. But that is unfortunately going to bring us to the close of the show for this week. We do want to thank you for staying with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, made possible, of course, by RPGera.com. If you like video game music, and more importantly, you like us and you want to help us grow this show, check that description box for ways you can do just that, including a link to join our Discord community. Click it. Join it and interact with us. If you enjoyed this music, make sure you play Metal Hellsinger. It's a rhythm-based first-person shooter where you shoot to the beat of the tracks that you just listened to. Absolutely incredible. I haven't had a chance to finish it yet, but I have played a little bit of it, and man, is it just so good. I really implore you guys to go check it out. A couple tracks we didn't play as well, so there is still more to appreciate in that soundtrack and in the game, so really go give it some love. It is available on Xbox Game Pass if you subscribe to that, so no reason not to play this if you have Xbox Game Pass. And man, even if you're just a first-person shooter fan or you just love metal music, there's a lot to enjoy here, so really go check that out. Hopefully some normalcy will return to BG Mania soon. My fingers are crossed, but like I said, that's gonna do it. I will shout out the composers once again. Two Feathers is the name of the band, featuring Elvira Bjorkman and Nicholas Hartberg. Again, all the music you listened to today came from Metal Hellsinger, which released on September 15th, 2022. And taking us out of this episode, we're going to go ahead and take a listen to Kyle's favorite track of the game. He actually told me this. This is No Tomorrow, featuring Serge Tankian from System of a Down. Keep the music playing, keep it loud, and damn it, keep headbanging. We'll see you guys soon.